Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
And he swings and drives one to deep right. Back it goes, and this ball is long gone. Two-run homer, JBJ.
Recapping the Red Sox win against the Astros.
Swinging a line drive left field. Benintendi coming on, dives, and did he make the catch? He did! He got it!
Dial 617-779-7937. Red Sox Review with Rob Bradford on WEEI.
No Rob Bradford. Sorry to disappoint. You get Chris Villani for what's going to be maybe the shortest Red Sox review in history. We've only got 5 minutes or so, and then we're out of here. Red Sox win it 8-6. One win away from the World Series, but enough from me. I think I've ranted and meandered along here long enough. Let's get to your phone calls because you're already lined up wanting to talk about this one. We've only got a few minutes here, so let's go right to Mike in North Providence on Red Sox Review following this Red Sox victory. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Chris. Yeah, with regards to tomorrow's game, I really don't care if they win. I mean, it's just one of these things where no one that pitched in today's game should be out there. It just rest up everybody for game 6 and 7. You know, hopefully a fully rested and healthy Sale and of course Eovaldi in 7, you know, with being ready to throw the kitchen sink at, you know, the Astros.
Yep.
I mean, if they win tomorrow, great. I mean, no problem there, but I would not be asking anybody that pitched in this game to go out there again and maybe like gas themselves out or hurt themselves or whatever. It just doesn't mean anything. And great defense by Mookie and Benny down the stretch there.
Yeah, Mookie Betts and Andrew Benintendi were fantastic. The throw by Betts, obviously, that without a doubt saved a run. Drawing the interference call, I guess the baseball equivalent of drawing a PI, that saved a couple of runs. Mookie scored twice. He did a lot tonight. And that catch by Benintendi that quite literally knocked Joe Castiglione head over heels, knocked him out of his chair as he called that final play. Let's go to Scott. Oh, and just to the point that Mike made, yeah, tomorrow is very much a house money game. You're still on the road. Of course, you'd like to close it out. And I think Alex Cora takes an aggressive approach when it comes to the you know, wanting to close teams out. We saw that in the ALDS, going to Sale in the eighth inning to finish the Yankees. But you're going to take a cautious approach when it comes to who pitches tomorrow. David Price starts on 3 days. You got Chris Sale still coming back for game 6. You have Nathan Eovaldi, who's been outstanding in the postseason. It's very, very much a house money game for the Red Sox tomorrow or later today, whenever it is. Scott and Wareham, go ahead.
Christian.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking my call. In the famous words of Michael Buffer, let's get ready to rumble.
I think you owe him money for saying that.
Yeah. Honest to God, Villani, it was, like you said, now it's house money. David Price is the best choice for tomorrow, for sure. You know, I think Alex Cora is going to give him confidence. And now I think Price, when his back is against the wall, he struggles. But now he's given him the full reign. You know, you can be a superhero in Boston. And I really believe that that's, you know, the way you should approach it. You're up 3-1, rest other guys, you know, Chris Sale, Nathan Eovaldi, whatever, but it really is like the best choice they can make. And I said this before this game ended. I said, if the Red Sox win tonight, you got to pitch Price. You have to.
Well, you know? and you got to pitch him because you have no one else at this point. It's not really a choice. It's kind of a lack of options. It's a great spot, though, for Price because it's as low pressure as a playoff game can possibly be. He's on short rest. Nobody's expecting him to go that deep into the game, though it'd certainly help the Red Sox bullpen if he did. And there isn't a feeling like, oh boy, you've got to get this one. Well, interesting to see how Houston responds too. Do they turtle after sort of a devastating loss like that? Do they come back fighting? They won the World Series last year. It's a scrappy bunch, a resilient bunch, I suppose. But the way they've lost these last couple of games, it could be tough to bounce back. Let's go to Adam in Woonsocket before we get out of here. If I can click the right button, go ahead, Adam.
Hey, how you doing? I got a couple points now to make.
Make them quickly.
Make them quickly. The first one was, I guess everyone's been talking about every Boston fan thinks it should have been an out, but absolutely not. What was the fan supposed to do? Let the ball hit him in the chest? I mean, it's at least a ground rule double. As a diehard Red Sox fan, I'll keep it. But the last caller brought up that David Price is his chance to be a superhero.
Yeah, sorry, Adam. Not your fault. We're just out of time. You only had time for one. That play, I thought it was a home run. First glance, I thought it was a home run. I was happy to be wrong, obviously, from a Red Sox fan's perspective, but that was tough. If the fan reaches over at any point, that's fan interference. It's an out. If Mookie reaches over, then it's fair game for the fan to make that play. Didn't seem like there was enough to overturn it. You live with the call on the field, and Joe West called him out. Fastest Red Sox review in history, which makes sense after the longest game in history. I'm Chris Villani. I'm out of here. We'll be talking about this one all day tomorrow before Game 5. Have a great rest of your morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.